CNN's Aisha Moody Mills, Biden comes from an era of racist paternalism in public policymaking. By Jeff Poor on September 15, 2019. On Sunday's broadcast of CNN's State of the Union, CNN political commentator Aisha Moody Mills offered her analysis of former Vice President Joe Biden, a candidate for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, and his struggles on the campaign trail. Moody Mills argued Biden coming from a throwback of racial segregation presented challenges for him, which she tied to gaffes that were perceived to be out of touch with modern problems. "I very much believe that Joe Biden is a good man and that his heart is pure," she said. "But the problem though is that he is a white man of a certain era in this country. He served with segregationists who he revered. He comes from a school of thought frankly served with Moynihan who wrote a report that suggested that what is wrong with black people and black communities has everything to do with them. As opposed to the systemic challenges and frankly structural racism that has created the poverty and that has disenfranchised and suppressed black people since the beginning of time. I think it is really rich that today he's having a conversation to connect the dots with slavery and the church shooting," Moody Mills continued. "When, in fact, it doesn't seem he has a real deep grasp on the structural racism in this country and how even his own policies from mass incarceration is one that we can just start off talking about. His views on busing that he still doesn't seem to be able to understand really how that impacts people socially and otherwise. And the outcomes that black Americans are experiencing right now. That it seems to me that he constantly makes these gaffes which are out of touch with where we are today because he comes from an era of this. Like, racist paternalism in public policy making of how we have looked at dealing with the issues that the black community faces which frankly come from racist public policy making." HTRCP video. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.